West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, early Monday morning, both Carroll County and Harrelson County had a list of roads that are closed due to damage from this weekend's storms, or the roads have been flooded. County officials working to get all of the roads open as soon as possible. Power's back on for every Carroll EMC customer on Monday. The co-op had reported outages at one point early Sunday to be around 5,000. While both Carroll and Harrelson counties reported a number of trees down and scattered debris caused by the heavy winds, neither county reported a tornado touching down despite several hours of being placed in a tornado watch. Paulding County, however, did see a twister. Preliminary survey results confirmed an EF1 tornado touchdown late Saturday evening with maximum winds up to 110 miles per hour. The tornado touched down west of Sooty around 11:41 p.m. and continued northeast for over 11 miles through areas of Dallas and New Hope before lifting around 11:53 p.m. Despite this weekend's rain, West Georgia's soils and trees are still not saturated adequately, according to the Georgia Forestry Commission. Chief Ranger Max Driver saying with wind still gusting up to 30 miles per hour and humidity in the 20s and 30s throughout the week, the commission is advising West Georgia residents to please refrain from burning. Fire danger is still going to be very high throughout the week. Multiple wildfires occurred over the weekend in West Georgia, and they were extremely erratic and hard to contain, according to Driver. Three fires in Carroll County on Saturday took out close to 100 acres. Bond has been denied for the 38-year-old Tallapoosa man alleged to have intended to enter the Wells Fargo Bank on Bankhead Highway in Carrollton with an AR platform rifle last Thursday afternoon. Joel McCarty alleged that the bank was mishandling his money. He was heard outside stating he planned to go in and kill everyone inside. The witness that heard McCarty make the statement immediately called police, who arrived before McCarty was able to enter the bank. According to the police report, McCarty told officers that he was recently admitted to the hospital for a mental breakdown. And a career fair coming up soon for students at Harrelson County High School.
March 28th is our career fair at the high school. That's always a huge event. We have a lot of community participation in that, and our students get to see what careers are available, talk to the folks that will be doing the hiring, and that's a good time for them to showcase themselves and talk about their plans. And you'll be surprised at how many of our students are picked up and from that career fair and put on a career track with particular business and industry. It's a really good thing.
Harrelson County Schools Superintendent Jerry Bell there on Friday's WKNG King Country Morning Show. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.